of the day. Here, Vishali of Class Plus One welcome you all in our school podcast, Words, Birds. And I make you note down that this is our episode number 41. This time, theme of our podcast is Africa. Africa is the world's second largest and second most popular continent after Asia in both cases. This continent is surrounded by the Mediterranean Sea to the north, the Isthmus of Suez and the Red Sea to the northeast, the Indian Ocean to the southeast and the Antarctic Ocean to the west. The majority of the continent and its countries are in northern hemisphere with a substantial portion and number of countries in the southern hemisphere. It covers an area about 30.3 million km with 1.4 billion population. English, French, Spanish, Portuguese are the major languages spoken by the people. In terms of religion, 49% follow Christianity, 42% Islam, 8% traditional faith and others are 1%. This is all about Africa geography and culture. Now let's see some positive as well as negative point. Let's start with the positive. Africa has a diverse culture. It is rich in culture, heritage, diversity, a wealth of natural resources of a tourist attraction. Africa is the home of the world's longest river, the Nile. Most of the world diamonds come from Africa, as much as 95% of the world diamonds and 50% of the world gold come from Africa. And also 70% of the world cocoa beans which are used to make chocolates come from Africa. Our earliest ancestor originated from Africa. Africa is sometimes called the cradle of the humankind because there have been many fossils, tools which indicate that the early human life originated here. Africa is highly biodiverse. Africa hosts a large diversity of ethnic, cultures and language. Some negative points need to be known are: despite of a wide range of natural resources, Africa is the least wealthiest continent per capita and second least wealthiest by the total wealth. Scholars have attributed this to the different factors including geography, climate, cold war, lack of democracy and corruption. However, Africa also is heavily affected by a wide range of environmental issues including deforestation, water scarcity, population. This entrenched environmental concern are expected to be worsened when climate change impacts Africa. Although it has been abundant natural source, Africa remains the world's poorest and least developed continent. It may be because of the corrupt government that have committed serious human rights violation, failed central planning, high level of illiteracy, lack of access to the foreign capital, the slave trade, cold wars and the frequent tribal and military conflict. This is all about Africa. Thank you.
You can't stop the waves, but you can learn how to surf. Greetings of the day. I, Balmi Sarkar of Class 9, from the School Friars of APS Mamun, is going to update you about the special events that took place in our school in the past few days. Firstly, with the different mouth-watering cuisines, a food carnival was organized by the Chef Club of APS Mamun on 22nd of October in the school. After that, a special assembly was conducted to celebrate the auspicious occasion of Diwali. For the awareness of the students and the teachers about their protection during a terrorist attack, a mock drill was conducted on the same on 4th November. Yoga is the perfect opportunity to be curious about who you are. As class 12 students are having their board year, a yoga class by The Art of Living was held on 3rd November for the plus 2 students for enhancing their memorizing efficiency. Last but not the least, a cultural assembly was beautifully taken up on the account of Guru Nanak Jayanti on 7th November. Now with this amazing quote by Albert Einstein, I would like to end it here. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Thank you.
Greetings of the day. Today, Ayman Prith is going to present an article published by Brookings Institute in 2019, that is, Foresight Africa. Despite a decade of generally improving governance in Africa, progress lags behind the needs and potential of its outsized youth population. According to the 2018 Ibrahim Index of African Governance, most Africans have seen better overall governance in the 2010s. Overall governance includes aspects such as safety, human rights, and sustainable economic development. However, African youth are underrepresented and undeserved by national governments. People younger than age 40 accounts for only 14% of African parliamentary members, less than the global average. African governments could strengthen economies and societies by improving education, creating jobs, and otherwise empowering youth. Governments still have a chance to improve education, generate jobs, and otherwise empower their youth, thereby strengthening societies and economies. Across the continent, universities need to prepare young people for the modern economy by teaching the sciences, digital proficiency, and soft skills that enable youth to continue learning and move into leadership. To prevent Africa's brain drain, nations must also give educated, skilled youth opportunities to prosper. Investing in institutions that improve government's transparency and accountability reduces corruption and drives economic and civic growth. Africa's corruption problem is surmountable. It is indeed possible to fight corruption successfully with the right knowledge, patience, and commitment to transparency. But it requires time, a thorough understanding of the enabling factors, and a dedication to transparency. Halting corruption requires long-term, 10 years or more. Investments in building such institutions, not just creating policies that caters to voters' short-term interests. Blockchain and similar technologies may also help in curbing corruption in contract, negotiation, and procurement. A changed debt structure calls for new approaches to managing the impending debt crisis across the continent. Projections say that the sub-Saharan Africa's GDP will increase from a four-year average of 2.6% to robust 3.8% in 2019, and that Africa will boost nearly half of the globe's fastest-growing economies. But despite projected growth for the region overall, sub-Saharan Africa's and the entire continent's three biggest economies are struggling. Though progress towards ending poverty remains frustratingly slow, massive opportunities exist for the private sector in African markets, which, if seized wisely, could help many climb the income ladder towards great prosperity. African nations must address poverty and fragility with new strategies and stronger local institutions. According to the World Data Lab, Africa is a home of about 70% of the globe's poor people. Such extensive poverty can destabilize countries and overwhelm government institutions. Any helping nations should aid struggling countries but refrain from prescribing policies. Finance development organizations are best positioned to attract desired companies to a fragile nation. With the African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement, nations are committed to a single African market but face challenges on making it a reality. With 2018's African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement, African nations laid the groundwork for a single African market worth upward of $3 trillion US dollars and involving more than a billion consumers. Participating nations have faced the challenge of diversifying their exports in order to strengthen the market against shifting demand. Other challenges include the timeline for an operating AfCFTA in 2019 and the goal to double intra-African trade by 2022 after lifting tariff and non-tariff constraints. On the international stage, Free trade has propelled growth but also worsened economic inequalities. By contrast, experts assert that AfCFTA may contain a win-to-win approach which would allow all African nations and even their most vulnerable communities to benefit. Finally, AfCFTA's designers and promoters must overcome political opposition. However, as Nelson Mandela famously said, it always seems impossible until it is done. Such must be the spirit of the AfCFTA endeavor.
Greetings of the day. Today, Iruchi is going to present the article published in Science magazine in 2018 called When Did Modern Human Leave Africa? Fossils with distinct features of Homo sapiens have been found spread out in Africa and in parts of Israel. The Homo sapien fossils found in Africa are some of the oldest specimens uncovered. Fossils from Jebel Irhoud, Morocco are 3,15,000 years old, while those from Ethiopian sites range between 1,95,000 and 1,60,000 years old. In contrast, fossils from Skull and Kafzeh in Israel are between 90,000 and 1,20,000 years old. The oldest Homo sapien fossils found outside Africa was at Misliya Cave in Israel. The Misliya fossils show characteristics of Homo sapiens. Using several approaches, researchers dated the fossil to between 1,77,000 and 1,94,000 years old, making it to be the oldest Homo sapiens fossil found outside Africa. The age of the fossil suggests that early humans left Africa earlier than once believed. The skeletal features of our species, Homo sapiens, include a globular brain case, brow ridges that are divided into central and side portions, a flat and retracted midface, a chin on the lower jaw, and a narrow pelvis. Furthermore, as Israel lies between Africa and Eurasia, the discovery of Misliya Cave can help researchers better understand the migration of Homo sapiens into Western Asia. The technology of tools found at Misliya Cave may have coincided with the spread of Homo sapiens through Africa and Western Asia. Stone tools made with the levalloise technique were also found at Misliya Cave. The stool-making technique was also seen at Tabun Cave in Israel and Jebel Irhoud, Morocco in Africa. Misliya Cave lies on Mount Carmel, Israel and has been excavated over the last century. It shows successive periods of hominin occupation with lower and middle Paleolithic tools, the use of fire and the exploitation of a diverse fauna. Given the locations where levalloise tools have been found, it is possible the technique rose with the migration of Homo sapiens through Africa and Western Asia. It is unlikely that Misliya population remained in Western Asia for an extended period between 1,80,000 years ago. Fossil fragments and archaeological finds suggest that Homo sapiens were in Western Asia between 4 lakh and 1,80,000 years ago. The Misliya find is important in establishing an earlier dispersal of Homo sapiens from Africa into Western Asia. However, climate modeling suggests the area was barren for long periods during that time. It is therefore doubtful that the Misliya population settled in Western Asia long-term in the period. The Misliya fossil might come from later stages of early Homo sapiens migration out of Africa. DNA analysis of Neanderthal fossils from Siberia and Germany suggests genetic exchange with Homo sapiens between 2,90,000 and 4,60,000 years ago. It remains unclear where and when humans lived in Western Asia in the period prior to that of the Misliya specimen. This exchange would precede the Misliya fossils, meaning that Homo sapiens likely left Africa even earlier still. Thank you.